This is Fresh Air. Today, Apple TV Plus presents the first three episodes of a new weekly comedy series called Physical, set in the 1980s. It stars Rose Byrne as a woman whose husband is running for public office in San Diego, but who has aspirations of her own to produce an aerobics exercise tape for the newly emerging home video market. Our TV critic David Biancooley has this review.
The last time Rose Byrne was at the center of a TV series was about a decade ago, opposite Glenn Close in the excellent FX drama Damages. She's recently delivered a wonderful supporting performance as Gloria Steinem in the miniseries Mrs. America. But she's mostly known for film comedy, more than holding her own in Spy, Get Him to the Greek, and most famously, as Helen in Bridesmaids. In Physical, the new very dark comedy launching today on Apple TV+, she's back at center stage. She plays Sheila, whom we meet as the successful star of a Jane Fonda-type exercise workout video in 1986. But the 10-episode first season spends only about a minute there. The rest of the season is told through an extended flashback to 5 years earlier in 1981, when Sheila is having a much tougher time. For one thing, her husband Danny has just been let go from his job as a college professor. News that Sheila learns as their young daughter is banging annoyingly on some pots and pans. Rory Scovel plays Danny, whom Sheila is about to try to steer into a whole new career.
Morons! They gave tenure positions, chairs even! And they deny reappointment to me. I have nothing.
I disagree.
You're going to tell me that this is my, my chance, my political phoenix rising from the ashes?
Yes. Hey, we didn't move here so you could climb some bourgeois academic ladder. We moved here because we drove down the coast. And we saw that limitless horizon. The Beach Boys song came on the radio.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, it was meant to be. Our home. Remember?
Of course I remember.
And now that awful real estate developer, John Bream. He wants every inch of our coastline to have one of his shopping malls on it. And who's gonna stop him? There's no one with the vision you have. No one with the brains.
No one cares about brains in politics anymore.
Sheila also has a possible new plan for her life. As the star of an aerobics exercise tape made for the newly popular home video market. The first season of Physical is about how that comes to pass, and it's a voyage that's a lot more emotional and less predictable than you might imagine. The TV series, created by Annie Wiseman, is told from Sheila's point of view, and we get to hear her inner thoughts, which are angry and often self-loathing and almost always bursting with profanity. It takes quite a balancing act to make that all work. Rose Byrne essentially is playing two roles here, one public, the other private, and only we viewers get to witness them both. We learn very quickly that Sheila has an eating disorder, one that makes her very sensitive around food, which seems to be everywhere. In this clip, Sheila drops off her daughter at preschool. The first thing one of the other mothers, played by Deirdre Friel, offers her is...
Donut?
No, thank you.
Yeah, I buy them for the twins, but then I finish them because I'm disgusting.
No, you're not.
Liar. You can't stop looking at the back fat spilling over her bra strap. You're shallow as a kiddie pool.
You want to go for a walk around the new mall with me?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Okay, if I make it around three times, I let myself go into Giovanni's and have one of his espressos. Have you tried
Don't get espresso? Sucked in. She's a riptide. She'll just suck you out to sea.
I have ballet. Otherwise, I would.
Ballet.
But next time.
Yeah.
Beautiful morning. Join us for sunrise song.
Judah's mom made pumpkin bread, and it's still warm.
I can't. I have to go.
Pumpkin bread so you can turn into a pumpkin yourself. Short, round, lumpy. No one wants pumpkin bread. Nobody wants you.
Stop it.
One of the things that makes Physical work so well as it progresses is that all the other characters have inner demons also. Della Saba and Lou Taylor Pucci, as an aerobics instructor and her surfer boyfriend, start as caricatures but get more interesting very quickly. And in one of the later episodes, we finally meet Sheila's parents, who are played marvelously by Ray Wise from Twin Peaks and Wendy Malick from Just Shoot Me. They add lots of depth to our understanding of Sheila's journey and her pain. Dark as it is, and it is dark, Physical also is enjoyable, especially in the fun it has with its early 80s period. The San Diego beach and the local mall are two very evocative main settings. And the soundtrack is loaded with the music of the Go-Go's, Duran Duran, and Pat Benatar. The first season stays in 1981, but Rose Byrne is so good in this role that I hope the series gets renewed so we can watch her work her way all through the 80s.
David Biancooley is a professor of television studies at Rowan University in New Jersey. On Monday's show, Terry talks with Desus and Miro, hosts of their own Showtime comedy series, in which they riff on politics, pop culture, viral video, sports, and the Bronx, where they each grew up in the 80s and 90s. We'll hear how graffiti, hip-hop, books, and jobs like collecting dead rats have figured into their lives. I hope you can join us.